We're talking work zone safety on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It happens when you're in a hurry to get somewhere, not paying close attention to a speed limit dropping ahead of a road work zone, the orange cones, the signs, the flashing arrows and messages. Do you work road construction in the summer? Were you or someone you know injured by a driver who was distracted or who wasn't paying attention in a construction zone? What happened? We're at 800-642-1234. Bill McNary is a state traffic engineer with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Bill, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
So here we are. It is Wisconsin Department of Transportation kicking off the Work Zone Awareness Week. And I understand this campaign is pretty personal to you. You used to work on the roads. What was that like?
Yes. I started with WSDOT, Wisconsin DOT, about 28 years ago. And my first couple years, I worked construction. So it gives you a different perspective when you're out there working next to traffic. That can be moving past you pretty quickly. And depending on the type of work zone we have, you may be on the other side of a concrete barrier, which provides some comfort. But there are situations where our workers are right next to the live traffic, which can be very disconcerting.
And all there is a dotted line between you and traffic that's coming toward you. So there's probably a lot of trust that has to happen there.
Yes. Yeah. It's sort of a trust but verify. You always have to watch. So it's difficult for the workers because obviously they're paying attention to their job and making sure they're safe and doing doing good work that way. But they also have to watch their back for traffic and make sure that they and their coworkers are safe, as well as the people traveling through the work zone.
What are the statistics look like when you're someone who works road construction? Just how vulnerable are you?
Well, unfortunately, last year, 9 people were killed in Wisconsin work zones. Typically, those are drivers that are killed. We had 31 crashes in 2018, a little over 1,200 injuries. Over the past 5 years, we've had 50 people, so it averages almost 10 people a year that are killed in a Wisconsin work zone, which is obviously way too many.
What is considered a work zone?
So technically a work zone, we have what's called an advanced warning sign. So when you see a road work ahead sign, that's the beginning of the work zone. And it lasts until there's an end road work sign. So all the activities that happen in between those signs are what we technically consider the work zone. But there are also other situations where, for example, a county worker may be out just filling a pothole. And so he or she may have their truck parked on the side of the road, maybe a roll-up sign to indicate to people that they're going to be there doing quick activities like that. That's also a work zone.
Do we see more work zones starting to pop up here on our roads this time of year?
Yes, definitely. You've probably started to see people out there trying to stay ahead of the potholes as the spring thaw kicks in and things get a little bit worse that way. But definitely as the weather gets better, as they say, our second season kicks in up here in the north. And
winter in road construction.
Yep. So we take full advantage of the best weather we can. And for our bigger projects, they like to get us start as early as possible.
Talking with Bill McNary, he is a state traffic engineer with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. You can join in with your questions about traveling through work zones. The number is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Bill, what are the most common but dangerous mistakes people make while driving through a work zone?
So the biggest issue that we have is tailgating. The standard things that people always need to do when they're driving: pay attention, avoid distractions, particularly for work zones when you see those black and orange signs or drums out on the roadway. Be prepared for changing conditions, lane changes, uneven pavement, vehicles entering and exiting. Make sure that you know what path you're supposed to be in so you don't find yourself in a in a bad situation in the work zone.
And the merging lanes, the merging to one lane can also be very tricky and dangerous.
Very difficult, yes. Yep. Sometimes we're not able to provide the same type of distances that we would like to when we're in a typical non-work zone situation. So our merge and diverge lengths can be shorter, which makes it more difficult for people.
I noticed on a number of signs that there are a lot of clever ways to say, put down your phone, that your life is at stake. Do we still see a lot of people on their phones in work zones?
Unfortunately, we do, yes. And Wisconsin has a hands-free work zone law. So if you're within the work zone, you can't use a handheld phone. Let's see. So this bill was passed in 2016. I was looking for the number. Since the law was passed, there have been nearly 500 convictions for people that have been cited for using a hands-free device in the work zone.
So when you say distance between the next car is an issue, how much distance should drivers keep between themselves and the next car, and then also the workers on the side of the road?
Yeah. So the following distance, it varies, of course, by situation, depending upon, for example, we could still have inclement weather. So if there's water, hopefully no more ice or snow on the road at this time of the year. But in those situations, you obviously have to give yourself more stopping distance. And as you're entering a work zone, because situations can change and you're not sure how the drivers in front of you may react to those changes, you want to leave yourself more stopping distance than you typically would. Making sure that you can see the vehicles in front of you and how they're reacting, know what you're going to do if somebody in front of you has to brake suddenly, is always very important.
I think another distraction in a work zone is that there is a lot of heavy equipment doing lots of interesting things that we don't normally see each day, and you can get distracted by that as well.
Yes, the gawk factor.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
And we do take steps to try to minimize or reduce that desire to watch what's going on the side of the road. We have had a couple projects where they put up literally what we call a gawk screen, type of plastic fencing to try to limit the visibility that way, because it is distracting, and we want to make sure that people are keeping their eyes on the road and not what's going on the side.
Is there a site people can visit to see where they can expect work zones as they make travel plans?
Yes, 511 Wisconsin. So if you just Google 511 Wisconsin, you'll find the website, and you can look for specific projects in your area. So if you're traveling up north, for example, and you want to see what's on your route, you can pick a region of the state and it'll show you the construction projects scheduled for that area.
And very quickly, you are getting the word out about work zone safety this week. There are some public awareness events.
Yes, we have an event this morning at the Dane County Shop. Over by Yahara Hills Golf Course. This is the state's annual event where we host the work zone awareness activities, and we'll be talking with representatives from the construction industry, Dane County, Joe Parisi, for example.
Well, Bill, thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Bill McNary is a state traffic engineer with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Coming up, a food writer brings us closer to the dining experiences on the Titanic and the decadent meals that were on board that fateful luxury liner. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.